GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another chaotic day for air travelers. Thousands of them spent the night at airports because their flights were either delayed or canceled altogether, caused by poor weather and poor staffing. If you get bumped, says ABC's Stephanie Ramos, it's difficult to find another flight.
Because flights are more full now than ever before, it's even harder to rebook. The TSA is expecting record travel volumes this week. The busiest day for air travel is likely Friday, and they expect to screen nearly 2.9 million travelers.
The hazy, cloudy skies caused by Canadian wildfires settled over the Great Lakes on Tuesday. Chicago and Milwaukee with some of the worst air in the country. Jeanette Ochoa is visiting Chicago from D.C. this week.
Oh, I don't like it. I mean, because I came here for vacation and now I can see like what I wanted to see.
This is ABC News. Due back in court today, the former Marine accused in the chokehold death of a homeless man on a New York City subway. Daniel Penny says he was protecting other people on the train from Jordan Neely. ABC's Derek Waller.
Those charges are expected to be unsealed later this morning, and this is actually the second time that he's being arraigned on these charges. First, after he was arrested, but then the grand jury gets its say, and they returned a true bill. Now, in a statement, the Neely family attorney said the indictment was the right result for the wrong that Penny committed, saying at some point, he should have let go.
We will learn more today about the health of America's banks.
Every year, the Federal Reserve tests the balance sheets of the nation's banks to see how they'd weather an economic downturn, something it started after the 2007 to 2009 financial crisis. Today's stress test is the first since the failures of Silicon Valley, Signature, and First Republic banks.
ABC's Daria Elbinger, Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Front picture.
That's all state stuff. I should know that. We're not hearing the music.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. And just so you know, okay, when they have the Simply the Best, Tina Turner, who's always one, God bless her soul, but one of my favorite people of all time, we mean the City of Green Bay is the best.
Awesome. Not best city to live in.
Mino and the mayor
love
are
it.
The best.
So we want to make sure. What a designation.
Oh, really? When did that change?
Relax. Okay, all right. You know what she sounds like, that announcer, a little bit? It's like, where do I know her from? How do I know her? She sounds like Nina Blackwood back in the day, doesn't she?
Who is Nina
Blackwood? One of the first VJs for MTV. 1982, 83, 84.
Yeah.
Remember exactly. Her, Jeff? Nina
not
Blackwood?
Really. No. Not really. Sorry,
no,
Johnny.
John.
But now her voice is, she does a podcast and she's got this really gravelly voice just like this. Sounds like Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. Hey, you were just talking. You just saw that movie again last night.
I did.
I see that movie. Son, we've got walls. Who's going to man those walls? You. You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
Yeah, that's. I did. I watched that last. I couldn't sleep last night. I was anxious about this show. Hey, Jeff, tell us.
Yeah, we were going to let Jeff go, and then we forgot to talk about something.
Right. That's why we held him over, because somebody talked too much.
Yes.
So, and we have a guest here.
And I thought this was a 3-hour show. I was here from start to finish. You guys are kicking me off.
Okay,
Dean Haynes?
We are.
It's not easy with him. I got to be honest with you.
Jeff, you got a lot going on, but how about 5 minutes? Tell us what's really going on.
Yes, there are so many things happening downtown. I would have loved to talk about everything. For starters, on Tuesday, the 4th of July, Independence Day, Fire Over the Fox, a long-standing tradition in the downtown. That event is from 3 to 10 p.m. Obviously, it's the best fireworks show you're ever going to see. And a shout-out to our neighbors, the On Broadway group. They coordinate that event. It's over at Light Park. Awesome event. You'll want to be there, and the VIP seating is great, but wherever you sit in the downtown area,
I'm going to have the best seat in the house.
Really?
I'm going up on the roof here.
Okay.
Of our building.
Beautiful, yes.
Would that be great?
Special privileges.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Don't know it yet, but I'll find a way.
You know, there's an event I didn't give a shout out to yet, and it's the Washington Street Block Parties. This is really our organization and the businesses nearby there. Live music, food and drinks, games, face painting, balloons and animals. So the next one is July 9. That's Sundays, 2 to 5 p.m. on Washington Street, same location as the Saturday Farmers Market. And Unity, the band, plays on August 6. That's 2 to 5 on Sundays. So very thankful for the businesses nearby that helped make that one.
Free?
You know, everything we do is free. And it's just, we couldn't do it without awesome sponsors.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
And tell us about Art Fest.
Yeah, the event I want to talk about is Art Fest Green Bay. That is going to be the last weekend in July, July 28, 29, 30. A fantastic event, a huge art fair, color run. There's a color run, there's demos, there's live music, food and drink, interactive art. So three performance stages could not happen without great sponsors, but we really hope that the community is planning on coming out and supporting local art and local artists. Something unique about this new event coming to downtown is that all proceeds from Art Fest Green Bay will be invested in downtown beautification.
Nice.
Murals, sculptures, awesome. Lighting. We will not be using any of the proceeds to pay the help or pay the bills.
What if somebody is an artist and they want to get a booth?
Well, they might want to contact our office, like soon, go to downtowngreenbay.com.
Because I'll be honest, remember the old one you used to have down here? I was not happy. I was rebuffed numerous times because I wanted a stand to sell my birdhouses.
Birdhouses.
My Barnwood birdhouses.
Okay, can we talk? I love birdhouses.
Oh, and man, you're talking to the right guy, my friend.
Oh, my.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
I live for birds.
I will make you a birdhouse.
Beautiful.
I'll make you one of my Barnwood birdhouses.
That's not what you told me yesterday when I told you Jeff Merkus was coming in, and you didn't say you liked Art Street and wanted to get a booth. You told me that you were upset with Art Fest because you wanted to get a beer. And they have that here, John, so you're going to be okay.
Actually, I used to do book signings at it, which was a lot of fun. And I was right across from the Budweiser truck all the time.
We can make arrangements for a book signing and birdhouses.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
You're it.
Special exceptions.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And we're having another guest on in July, and we talk about a sports town, and we are the number one city for a lot of reasons, but something that I think we need to talk about more, and this show is going to do that, is the arts. Jeff, I mean, it's very strong. It's the theater, the music, the Dudley Birders, and what you're doing here with Art Fest is accentuating that, right? That this is who we are, and
Absolutely.
People love it, and it brings community together. There's great correlations to strong business leaders and the arts.
He wants an art museum.
I do. I do. There's a couple things I want down here eventually, but I'd like a music museum too. Oh, Johnny and I were talking about that last night. But anyway,
did you know that his dad was on Bob Hope and Lawrence Welk?
Carnegie Hall.
Did you know that? Seriously, I'm not kidding. His dad was on the Lawrence Welk show.
Yeah, he was. Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Isn't that incredible?
He was. He wow. was. I watched him. It was music. He wasn't playing football. He was music.
That's what I mean.
That guy can sing.
Did he meet Bobby and Sissy? And now a Bobby and a Sissy with a moonlight serenade.
Can we bring this back to downtown Green Bay?
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love the tagline.
Art Fest.
I love the tagline. Bringing art to the heart.
Love it.
How about
love
it?
Love it. Love it. Our next guest, and thank you. It takes everything to make a city a number one city, which is what U.S. News and World Report said. Out of all the cities in the United States, Green Bay is number one. Has a lot to do with a lot of things, and one of them is you, Jeff Merkus, and we thank you for coming in. It's promoting our downtown, and you can see across through the glass, our next guest coming in is Dean Hain, and you know what's cool about Green Bay? Our port, right? The
Absolutely.
Working river. It's theater on the river. That's my segue from you, from Art Fest to Dean Hain, is the theater that he brings to the river with all these working ships. So we're trying to cue up Tina Turner, Proud Mary, right? That would be your song, Dean. We think that's for you.
Rolling on the river.
Well, something like that.
And now from Two Rivers, the Schmidt Boys with their Barbershop Quartet.
Anyway.
Followed by a Bobby and a Sissy.
Great to be with you guys.
You too. All right.
Hope to come back. And Dean, have a great time with the boys.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for coming
Jeff.
In.
Congratulations on everything you do, buddy.
All right.
So, yes. Take care, Jeff. But what we want to do here is bring in Dean Hain. I told you, I talked a little bit yesterday about everything it takes to make a city work, right? And it is. It's tough. I mean, there's obviously we had the mayor on, and he talked about things that he's working on. And we have a county, we have a state, and of course, the federal government. But we got to all work together to make this city maintain or at least stay in the top 10 for number one city. And our port is just a working river, creates jobs.
You ever try port wine?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what Dean does, right. But he employs people. And this guy, you've been on headsets. I've known you for a while. And Dean, we want to talk about a couple things with you. But one, first of all, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
I think that's awesome. And when we asked people, what do you kind of want to learn about? We had a guy on here yesterday, Alec. Talk about
from the Veterans Society.
And people don't know.
Or Veterans Services, rather.
People don't know as much as they could and should about our community. And they're busy, right? They've got kids, they've got work, and But something that people asked about and some a little bit of survey work that we did was the port. So I called you and you're like, yeah, I'll come on. And I said, have you heard of our show? And you said, no. I said, have you listened to it? You said, no. But anyway, here you are. We're glad you're here. And we want you to just tell us, Dean, and you've been with, how long have you been the director? 20?
Yeah, 20 plus years.
Yeah, I know. I when you came on board there. Tell us about the port. How's it going? I read some articles. Seems like things are going pretty well.
Yeah, things are going great. Matter of fact, as I was coming across the Main Street Bridge, the cruise ship Ocean Navigator's pulling in. So we have a cruise ship in port as we speak.
And you coordinate that. It's kind of like your port. Like you're the Port Authority Director.
Yes.
And how long's the ship here?
How is it here?
How long is it here?
It'll be just like cruise ships on the Caribbean. They're here for a day visit. You know, the passengers will get off, enjoy the Green Bay area, go to Lambeau, go to, you know, they like the Oneidas.
Where is it a whole Great Lakes type thing, or is it from Chicago to here, or what's its route, so to speak? Well, I didn't know that they had, like, cruise ships like that coming into town.
That's relatively new, and Dean helped bring that in.
Yeah, it's really an emerging market.
Right.
So, you know, Alaskan cruises have taken off and are a big thing.
Yeah.
This is now the next emerging market is the Great Lakes. And
I did not know that.
It's about natural beauty. It's about culture and art and heritage.
Isn't that awesome?
This is what I was talking about with my parents. Yesterday we were talking about this because I've always been a big fan of the ships, the ore ships. I'm up around Marquette, Michigan, and we'd always go to the big docks. You know, and the ships would come in and load up with iron ore and everything. And honestly, just like I'm sure the Edmund Fitzgerald had been there numerous times, that type of thing. But my dad worked for the iron company, and they would actually go on summer cruises. My dad and my mom on the ore ships, and they'd go to, I want to say it was Cleveland and Buffalo, New York, and Duluth, and all those places, and they absolutely loved it. So I mean, people laugh almost when it's like, what kind of a cruise is that on the Great Lakes on an ore ship? It's fantastic. And now all of a sudden that's like a cool thing, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dean, we bring in, I mean, it's pretty obvious that we bring in a lot of salt, right? A lot of coal. What else do we ship?
The primary commodities today are limestone and petroleum products. So we're bringing in gasoline, diesel, and then exporting ethanol along with, like you mentioned, salt, coal, limestone, cement, liquid asphalt. There's like 14 different commodities that come in and out of the port.
And, okay, that was one of my questions I'd written down here. How many different commodities do we bring in here? Because everybody knows salt and coal, right? I mean, I would think that's what... Is that stuff used here, or does it go on to another vessel or trucks or trains? Is it used right here in our community, or where does it go?
Well, our service area for the Port of Green Bay is as far south as Sheboygan. Far west is Wausau, and then up into the UP.
Really?
So industries in that area, they're getting their raw materials through the port. That's how...
Up to like the Escanaba area and those places?
No. Because Escanaba has a port.
Okay.
And Milwaukee has a port. And
okay.
Superior has a port. So we're serving that northeastern Wisconsin range that identifies.
Oh, okay. Cool. I always thought it'd be kind of a... I don't want to say glamorous, but I always thought it'd be kind of a fun job to be on a ship. Hand, a deck hand, whatever you want to call it. What are those jobs actually like?
Well, they're high paying jobs.
Are they? Okay.
You know, but it's demanding too. So if you work on a vessel, I mean, you're getting on for 30 days and you're not getting off.
Right.
So that's a family issue. But nowadays with technology, it's not so bad. You know, you don't have these people that are just disconnected from from land, from society.
Although I think my family would be okay with that. If I was disconnected from them.
I think your wife sent them your resume. I think that's. So Dean, how the port, and people love seeing that, but how long is the port active?
It's from January. It'll end in January and restart in March.
All right,
we got to send it to a break. We'll be back with more.
I'll talk more about this. There's a lot of information I want to get out of Dean, because people are very interested in the port. It's theater, it's on the water, and Dean Hain, the director, is here to share some info with us.
If he and I both applied, who do you think would get hired?
We're going to break.
Back after this.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
The
the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with a slight chance for scattered showers. High of 79. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tonight lows level off around 63. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms, 82. Mid-80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna...
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. We're talking about the Port of Green Bay and all the things going along. And you just asked me during the break when I came to Green Bay in 1984, and you said, you know, how long before, you know, you realized there was a port. Now, I'm gonna tell you this, though. I did realize there was a port, and I'm going to tell you why. Because after work, I used to go down to some of the bars downtown, and I talked to some of those guys, and it was really fun because you'd be talking to a guy from like Sweden or Russia or Norway or things like that, because a buddy of mine owned a bar down there, and that was how I knew about it. And I thought, wow, what a great life. But it was fun talking to those foreign sailors, I guess you'd call them. And so that's how I always thought that. I've always been enthralled by that. I just love seeing the big ships come through and everything. I think it's cool. Another thing, though, are they bringing in the maybe this should have been a Jeff question, but are they bringing in the big sail ships again this year, do you know?
Yeah, the tall ships come in every 3-4 years. COVID has thrown us off that schedule. Yeah. So it'll be in a number of years yet, but we'll have them
those
back.
Those are cool. Those are so majestic when they come sailing in. Just love them.
Absolutely.
So you learned about the port, Johnny, in a bar.
Yeah.
I've learned more about the port because when I was mayor, people would call.
Hang on a second. Take a shot. We have a drinking game. Every time he says, when I was mayor, people have to take a shot. So go ahead.
So, Judge,
yes. He's got a little bottle of bourbon over there.
Anyway, back to me. But people would call and complain about...
The mayor?
That happened. But they complained about the ships. I will tell you that. The bridge is going up. And how many ships come in about a season, Dean?
We see 175 to 200 a year. So when you total transits, you got to double that. They got to come in, they got to leave.
With that, but that's... You're serving this whole region, right? Like you said, Sheboygan, Appleton. I mean, everything that comes in is not used here, but is distributed. So it's a real economic engine for our community. And I would tell people, hey, look, you know, this is good for our economy. But then your bridge would go down, and then there would be a train going through. And that's just a little too much economic development for them. You know, they got a little stressed out. But I think what people need to understand is how good this is for not just Green Bay, but for our whole region. And when you look at, you know, one ship, to bring that stuff in one ship would be over 1,000 trucks. You know what I mean? It's an efficient mode of transportation, or it would be, you know, what, 250 rail cars. And so these ships are very efficient for us. And I think you've done a really good job of growing the port, right? Your business is up this year?
Yes, it is. You know, you consider how little coal is used these days, and we've been able to diversify and still stay around that 2 million tons a year with coal going from, you know, 1 million tons down to 100,000.
What's the latest on that? We talked a little bit about the coal piles. That's a hot topic these days. You know, are they going to be moved? Will that affect you guys? What's the standard on that?
Well, the effort is to relocate them.
Right. Okay.
You know, that takes, you know, cooperation from the city, the county, and a company. So we're relocating a company, and there's work to do. We have a location that hopefully will serve them well, but also the port needs, for the grants we receive, we need to demonstrate economic activity, create more jobs. So that means that those jobs, we can't just move around the pieces.
Right.
So over at C. Rice's Mason Street property, we would need to be doing something non-nuisance-based, port-related, to demonstrate the jobs necessary for us to receive those grants and not have to repay them.
Okay. And the coal situation, just because the non-fossil fuel thing going on, is that the main reason?
Yeah. Well, right now, coal is down.
Right.
You know, someday somebody will figure out how to burn it cleanly.
Cleaner,
and,
right.
And it'll be back. But it's about a company. So it's C. Rice Company. It's not C. Rice Coal Company. It's C. Rice, and they do other commodities as well. So they do salt and pig iron and gypsum and other commodities.
Okay.
But Dean, I mean, you've been here 20 years, and we've been talking about it for 20 years. Wouldn't you say the relocation of the coal piles? I mean, because I was saying the other day how Romy Dennison, who was elected the year I was born, said they talked about relocating the coal piles. So do you think there's progress being made?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. You know, it's hard. You're looking at relocating a company that has 40 acres in downtown Green Bay. And, you know, we had an opportunity years ago that didn't materialize. And this may be the last opportunity. You know, with the polling plant property being decommissioned, we've got 40 acres at the deepest water of the port with interstate connectivity and rail connectivity. It's the holy grail of port properties.
How deep is the port?
Well, the port, it changes. So the port is 16 miles long. So it's 13 miles of bay, 3 miles of river going up to GP, just short of Ashwaubenon. And it transitions from 26 to 24 to 22 to 20.
Okay. Wow. When those guys come up here, if they're ever up in the spring, do they go walleye fishing where it's just insane by the dam?
The sailors?
Yeah.
Nowadays with port security, I mean, they're really not able to get off the vessel
easily.
Nor can others get on. And these self-unloading vessels are in for 8 hours.
Oh, that's it.
And they're turning around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Dean, what about, I know the port encompasses a lot of things, but what about Renard Island? Is that something you're working on? Or
Certainly. I think, you know, Green Bay has a disconnection from their waterfront. And I think Renard Island, in combination with Bay Beach, is a real opportunity. We've got 55 acres of an island on the water that we've been working hard to try to repurpose and turn that into a human recreational location.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about with the mayor the other day with Eric about really having a Bay Beach once again. I mean, how many years has that been, Jim? Do you know?
When did they close the beach, Dean? Do you remember that? I mean, I there are some people still living here today that would swim out there, but it's got to be, what, 70, 50 years?
Yeah, well, before my time, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. But the port is... the reason I wanted to get you on here is I think I want people to, you know, we want to feel good about Green Bay, and I think they do our community, but really to just a nugget of information. And I to know that the Port of Green Bay and these ships that come in, you know, that's a $250 million economic impact to our community. That's incredible what that port does. And really, you're only operating 9 months a year. And you're doing a great job. We need you to stick around for one more segment. Can you do that? I have a few more questions.
I got one more quick question for you, though. You mentioned about the security. Homeland Security keeps a real close eye on ports like this, don't they?
All ports. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the international ones or whatever out in the, you know, those New York or Boston. These are very much on their radar.
Right here in Green Bay.
Yeah. Outstanding. All right, we got to send a quick break. Break. My Noah and the Mayor. We'll be back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another chaotic day for air travelers. Thousands of them spent the night at airports because their flights were either delayed or canceled altogether. caused by poor weather and poor staffing. If you get bumped, says ABC's Stephanie Ramos, it's difficult to find another flight.
Because flights are more full now than ever before, it's even harder to rebook. The TSA is expecting record travel volumes this week. The busiest day for air travel is likely Friday, and they expect to screen nearly 2.9 million travelers.
The hazy, cloudy skies caused by Canadian wildfires settled over the Great Lakes on Tuesday. Chicago and Milwaukee with some of the worst air in the country. Jeanette Ochoa is visiting Chicago from D.C. this week.
Oh, I don't like it. I mean, because I came here for vacation and now I can see like what I wanted to see.
This is ABC News.
Sign up for Bucktussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. You heard that right. 3 months of free internet service. For Shawano and Oconee counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come as you are, as you were, as I
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on WGBW 97.9. Is that Nirvana? Is that Nirvana? Yeah, a little Nirvana coming your way from 1993. Remember them, Jim?
I don't, Jim. Okay. I was in school.
All right. I'm really fascinated by this subject, about the port. There's a lot I didn't know about, but I just thought the fact that you brought, or the statistic you brought out, Jim, about one ship is the equivalent of 1,000 semi-trucks
right.
on the road.
To transport that stuff.
That's
right.
Incredible.
And like Dean said, of course, Dean's here, he could say it, is we do bring in 200 ships. Think about the truck traffic, that what the congestion.
Absolutely.
And look at the environmental side of that too, right? I mean, what they're doing in terms of trucks using all that fuel.
And so, tearing up the roads and right. all those things, yeah.
So with that, Dean, you know, you got a lot going on. I mean, obviously, we talked about just a couple minutes ago was you did acquire the, you're working on the Pulliam plant, and we got that 44 acres of the sea rice coal site that we may relocate. But What is the future of the port here in Green Bay? I mean, you're the expert. There's not a lot of competition. And, you know, Sheboygan closed. And in terms of new competition, that ain't going to happen in the middle of the state, right? Like a Wausau or something. Milwaukee's got a port, right?
Yes.
But where do you see Green Bay going? Where do you see this port in the future? Short term and really long term. But you answer that.
Yeah, so, you know, long term, you look at the Great Lakes, and if you just took the Canadian and U.S. cities around the Great Lakes, it's the third biggest economy in the world.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. So just that alone tells you that there's unknown and foreseeable opportunities. And the one that I can definitely put my finger on is container traffic. You know, you got all, you know, Chicago is a huge intermodal container facility. Also in the last 5 years, Cleveland and Duluth have now opened up direct connections with international movements of containers to Europe. So Green Bay is not going to be an international place for containers. But what we can do is we can feed Cleveland and Duluth and then start moving goods around the Great Lakes. So, I mean, Wisconsin produces cheese and paper products and all these things. Why are we moving them all by truck? Let's move them by water. And then Cleveland's making this and Toronto's making that, and start getting their goods and just start moving the goods by water around the Great Lakes, and that's where the huge growth opportunity is.
And you know what's ironic is that those actual containers have become a really hot commodity for building. Isn't it crazy with the empty container things? Aren't we doing one of those in Green Bay here?
Container park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean, so those containers, they like the stuff you see on TV, right? Like we're at Long Beach, they're stacked up, and then they go from one port to another, and then do they go on rail or do they go on truck? What happens to them when they get there?
Yeah, so everything, a port is dependent upon truck and train. So everything has to either come to the port by truck or train or leave by truck or train. So these containers that are moving around wherever they're landing are all being moved and relocated by trucks and trains. So everything that's coming into the Green Bay area is coming to a coastal port today and then moving to Chicago and then put on, or vice versa, and then put on trucks and moved into the northeastern Wisconsin.
I still want to know more about the cruise ships.
Right.
I think that would be a really fun trip to make. I really and truly do, around the Great Lakes like that. How would somebody look into that?
You can just Google it. There's opportunities right now. The people that are on these cruises are basically European, predominantly German heritage, and they're coming in. They want to learn about,
That's his family land.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Sprechen Deutsch, Schmidt.
No, Johnny. What you should do? I know we're in this to make, you know, eventually have a payday. But how about you do a cruise ship originates in Green Bay, and it just visits NFL cities.
Hey, that's
Cleveland. Detroit.
Well, it'd be pretty hard to visit Kansas City.
No. I'm talking about on the Great Lakes.
Oh, I got you.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. You're on to something, because I thought about that too.
Pittsburgh's not on a Great Lake.
Even baseball games, right? You could move around and catch a baseball game all across the Great Lakes for a 7-day cruise.
That'd be fantastic.
You'd go into Erie, though. Okay. You're right.
Buffalo.
I got to get the map out. Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The three of us, we each kick in. Okay.
I'm in.
All right. There, we got something.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
Productive day. I was a little worried. All right.
Yeah, we'd have Green Bay. We'd have Cleveland. We'd have Chicago. We would have Buffalo.
And like Dean said, bring in some baseball.
Yeah, Detroit. Oh, that'd be great. I would love that.
And originating here. And people, we could, they'd come here, get the hotel.
I like it.
Leave the next morning.
I like it a lot.
Dean, can we do that?
It's very possible. What gets complicated is if you get into the foreign travelers, then you have to have customs and border patrol and clear passengers and that. So that's why the port for the existing cruises are in the middle. You know, they've already been cleared in Chicago or Toronto.
Have to go through it every place you go.
But if you have a domestic cruise that's doing sporting events, baseball, football.
I struggle with customs. I must have a guilty looking face. I really do.
Well, let's figure that out.
I like this, though. Or, Jeb, we could just do it on our boat when we get our boat.
Yeah, Jeb.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Okay, but anyway, Dean, that's a great idea. So the future of the port is, what'd you give it? Look about futures of industries. Is it strong? Is it weak? Is it medium? Where are you at? Where's that, the port in Green Bay?
Well, I mean, what we're doing is we're moving things, the raw materials. We're not moving finished goods. We're talking about containers. That could be a possibility. But we're moving right now raw materials, and Wisconsin is a huge manufacturing state, and we're bringing in things for agricultural manufacturing and construction. And as long as Wisconsin's manufacturing stays strong, the Port of Green Bay will stay strong.
Do they have longshoremen in Green Bay?
We do.
Okay. Is it like the New York longshoremen?
Well, they're non-unionized, which is a little different.
Yeah.
But we do have break bulk facilities. We have two of them, and they'll move any commodity. And they, you know, that takes a lot of landside support, guys with cranes and forklifts and trucks.
Right. Okay. I'd love to watch that. I'd like to watch a ship being unloaded. I think that'd be fun.
I've been down there, well, really for the coal and salt. But, Dean, I really think there's a lot of reasons to pursue that container project. And I you are working on that. But you think about all the trucks you see for KI or P&G, you know, every Kleenex pop-up tissue is made right here in Green Bay. And, you look at their warehouses, it's just lined up with trucks. And if you could take those off the road and, you know, get them on a ship to another location, I got to believe they're going to save some money too, right? I mean, I would hope so. I think you got to really do the study, but I just think you got a lot going on, and I'm so happy you're here, and I hope you're sticking around, because we need a strong port, and it's something unique. It's obviously a $250 million economic engine here in Green Bay, and I think it's great that you're leading charge.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your grandpa.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, so I was born in Green Bay, left for a while and back, and I used to walk with my grandma out on the Mason Street Bridge. He was a bridge tender.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had no appreciation or understanding what he was doing. But he was, you know, lifting the bridge for ships. And, you know, ultimately, a number of years later, I'm working for the Port of Green Bay.
What is the clearance? Because sometimes it's not like the real big ships that have to get the bridge up to. Was it like 20 feet maybe?
For the Mason Street to lift?
Yeah.
It's higher than that.
Okay.
20 yeah. feet.
You know, the
ceiling's 20 feet tall in here.
Whatever.
It's probably 80. Yeah.
No, it's not 80.
Dean?
Is it?
Dean, what is it?
The clearance under Mason Street Bridge is probably 40 feet.
Okay. All right. Half.
Okay.
Hey, I just got a text. American Queen Voyages, Great Lakes Cruises. All right.
We're on it.
Sign, I'm going to look up. Into this. I'm serious.
Wait till we do the Mino.
And the Mayor.
And the Hane and Dean.
Yes, yes.
The NFL Tour.
I
Great
like
Lakes,
it.
The Great Lakes NFL Tour.
Yes,
that's like going to be awesome. We can all make a little money.
Well,
on that.
Look at this. Is this what's in Green Bay right now? The American Queen?
No, it's the Ocean Navigator that just pulled in. But even with the NFL draft too. I mean, I'm working on trying to see if we can't get some cruise ships to come in here and just be extra hotel rooms.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a great idea. That is, and I know it's getting a lot of attention, and deservedly so. We're on the world stage for 5 days, right? And if you, I want to show off the port. We've got to do something with the NWTC, UWGB. I just think this city's got a lot to do and to get ready for. And I think that's great. If you can lock in a few cruise ships, and people can say, wow, they entertain cruise ships there.
Take a look at that. And that's actually up in Marquette in Houghton. That's a beautiful looking ship. Looks like the Love Boat. Love Boat. Well, I'm just saying. Doesn't it, though? It looks like one of those. That'd be fantastic.
Right.
Love it.
Containers.
I could live in a container.
Yeah, you could.
I could have a container as an apartment. That would be good. I would enjoy that. Yeah. What's that?
Okay. I shouldn't say that. No, I Dean, and then.
Well, this is, okay, just one more picture.
I want to ask one more question about.
This is on the city deck right now, right outside our door here. That's out there right now.
Really?
That ship
now
is right outside our door.
Correct.
Right. That's fantastic. Okay, go ahead.
Dean, how many employees do you, the jobs, you know, I talked about the economic impact. How many people does our port employ?
About 1,300, and that's based on 2017 numbers. So we're in the process of coming up with a new economic impact study that'll be out in September. And I would guess our economic impact and jobs will almost have doubled in the last
think
8 years.
About that. 1,300 employees.
Yeah.
I mean, the city of Green Bay employs 1,000. I mean, you take police, fire, DPW, and that port is employing 1,300 people. And those are decent paying jobs, right?
Really good paying jobs, right?
Very good.
Are they hiring? I mean, are they looking for people like a lot of other industries are?
Everybody's looking for workers.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'm a Jim.
After the shows,
think about it. You and me, longshoremen, get some tattoos. What do you think?
I'm doing the cruise ship to NFL cities. Okay. And I'm going to, like Dean said, I'm going to throw in a couple baseball stadiums too. We're going to take them there. I'm going to get one of their famous players who's kind of washed up to come and talk a little bit to the people. And then we're going to go and spend some money in that city, like in Cleveland. We'll go down to the flats. We'll have a good time there. Get back on the ship and, go up to Buffalo.
I don't think the flats is a hot part of Cleveland anymore. I think it's the warehouse district now.
Okay.
I used to go there all the time.
Yes.
A good friend of mine. Remember Frankie Winters?
Yes.
Frank used to own a bar down there called the Velvet Dog. I used to go down there and have free beverages.
I bet you did.
All right.
And is the Velvet Dog still there?
No, it's not.
And the reason why? Because you're drinking up the profits. All right, that's here we go. Why. All so, anyway. Dean, tell us just a little bit more about the port. What are the biggest challenges that you're facing right now?
You know, the challenges are, you know, obviously we're, you know, Green Bay is it was capitalistically developed. So you got all these different land uses up against one another. You know, we're trying to concentrate where the port activities are and not lose places that have already improved. You can't make new industrial properties. So the places that already have dock walls, we want to put them into productive use. And, you know, that is a challenge.
That relocation that you talked about, or that everybody's been talking about, does that require, besides the land, dock wall investment, or are we set to relocate these things?
The effort of converting the old Polian plant property into a port development site is huge. We got to put in a dock wall. We have to fill in the old slip. We've got dredging. It's a $30 to $40 million conversion.
You know, that sounds like a lot of money. Because it is, but for what you'd get, I don't know. That almost seems worth it to me.
Well, you're onto something, Jim, because one thing about port investments, you know, the water's free. You can keep floating ships and keep moving. And these landside improvements last 100 years. I mean, how long does a 1 mile of road last?
Right.
You know, so it's a big sum, and they're capital intensive, but then they're going to be there for 75 or 100 years.
So what's the next step for the Port of Green Bay?
Naming rights. No, I'm just kidding. Well, stadiums go for, what, $200 million or something? So,
well, I haven't thought about that, but if you guys can figure out how to sell and get a sponsor, we'll do it.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, it's one of those things, too, that until you've really been on the water on one of those ships, you've never really experienced the whole, I mean, just the you know, because I've been on a couple of the big ones, just, you know, on short things for TV and everything like that, and it's a whole different perspective you have of the water and being on the Great Lakes around here. Yeah. It really is, compared to a walleye boat or something.
Yeah, these ships are huge, you know, and for transportation purposes, the reason why the bridges go up is they can't stop. They have to be under power to maintain control, and so they've got the right-of-way, and they don't try to come at 8 in the morning, but they're operating at $3,000 an hour when they get to Green Bay because of weather.
Right.
They're here.
Yeah. And people say, why do you open those bridges so early? And Dean, I just want to underscore that. They can't stop. I mean, those things are moving. Remember when that guy, you go to the city deck, and when the ship comes through, everybody's out there with their phones, right, taking all these pictures. Remember when that guy hit the deck or came very close to the deck?
Yes.
What was the conclusion on that? That was pilot error, right? The design of the deck, the design of the river is in the deck is good, right? I mean, I took a little bit of heat for that, but wasn't it pilot error? Didn't that guy, like, not turn fast enough?
No, I think he was, you know what it was?
No.
It was. He was really distracted from those lights because they had the Chicago Bear lights lit up that time.
No, lights weren't even on.
So what happened is that we had the river was flowing about 3-4 miles an hour, which is faster than normal, and then you had wind. And, you know, he had to use his bow thruster. He never touched anything, but when you're throwing that kind of volume of water towards the shore, it causes problems.
Sure.
And where the problem with Green Bay and trying to is not to get, they have to manage and not allow double rafting of recreational boats, because that puts them in the nav channel. They're actually in the way.
Yeah.
So as long as there's only one boat on the dock, it works.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to go out on the city deck and take a look at the one that's out there right now.
Let's do that. And yeah, again, this great design of the city deck, pilot air. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Dean, thank you for coming in. I want to talk about this port again, because when we did our survey, people wanted to know about it. And I'm like, look, we're going to get the best guy in here to talk about it. Dean Hain, director of the Port Authority here in Brown County. Thank you for coming in, Dean. Enjoy your 4th of July. I'm sure you got a busy river that day. And we want to get you back on the show just as soon as
when it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs around 79. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 63. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for isolated storms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. Mid 80s Friday, low 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
I learned so much. Right. You know what's fun about having some of these guests that we're bringing in is that every single time I learn something.
Right. That's what we hope our listeners are feeling good about the community, but learning a little bit. Like Jeff Merks, right? I mean, this guy knows this whole Art Fest thing. I don't know that we knew a lot about that. We talked last night, and I'm like, I know it's a new program, but you know what they're doing that last week of July, that's going to be great. And so many other things going on at the City Deck. And then that port, I've always been a little, you know, I think every kid, when you're a little kid, you're always interested in those big ships. But I mean, to have Dean come in and tell us about, you know, 1,300 employees and the future is in cruise ships, which I think is a great, think of the economic impact for that, Johnny, when a cruise ship comes in. I mean, they don't stay on the ship. They come, they spend money, they see our city, and, you know, people here are so friendly, they're going to go back and, you know, hopefully maybe come here, relocate here, or vacation again. So, boy, talk about
I think that sounds
gateway.
Like fun, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to be actually, you know what, being in Manitowoc, I still love watching the Badger come in and take off.
Yeah, I did that when we were kids. Did you do that when you were a little kid? Did your dad take you on there? The Badger, USS Badger, to go over to Ludington, right?
Well, I did it about 10 years ago.
Okay, but did you?
But not when I was a kid.
Okay, anyway, I remember my dad saying that. Our family went over there. And he's like, look, when you can't see any land, you throw a penny in and make a wish.
Huh.
And I went there, I think, last year. And I've taken my kids there a couple times, too, but I still do that. So
I'll tell you what was a great trip.
I hope not.
We went over one time to, Ludington.
Right.
Had the car and then drove down to a Notre Dame game in South Bend.
Oh, fun.
And stayed in like Holland, Michigan.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is, if people haven't traveled that part of Michigan, that western part of Michigan is really great.
Everybody, Toledo, Detroit, that eastern part, but that western part, you know, they got peaches there. You can go, you know.
Sleeping Bear Dunes.
That's a great.
That's a beautiful part of Michigan. And people don't realize.
That Ludington, that, you know, 5-hour trip on the USS Badger. And
is it that long?
4.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can get a. You know, they got a movie theater on there. They got restaurants.
They got bingo.
They do. They have bingo. And that, talk about a fun community. And then you can get what's that called? The sleeper. Right?
Yes.
For like,
I never did that. Did you?
Yeah. And you know what? I like the USS Badger. I'm a big supporter of that. I grew up in that area. But I could smell fumes. I did not sleep real well.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, I went over there. My kid went to school. What's that theater school over there? I can't think about it now.
Oh, Loch Ness?
Yeah. No,
or something like that.
That would be a monster.
Oh, that's the monster. Yeah, not the Loch Ness monster. Something like that,
it is.
Though.
It's Loch Ness. It's Loch something.
Because you know who went there was Jewel.
Josh Groban went there, I know.
And Jewel.
Who's Jewel?
The singer Jewel?
No.
She sang the national anthem at the Packers Super Bowl in San Diego.
Really?
How do you not know Jewel?
I don't know, John.
Everybody knows Jewel.
I'm the guy. Okay, all right, anyway, back.
She's got a little snaggletooth. I mean, just a little bit.
Sorry. Right. Anyway, I would encourage people, you know, planning your summer vacations and, you know, we want you to spend it in the greater Green Bay community. That whole EAA, we're going to talk about that a little bit more.
We're going to be down there.
We have an opportunity. They called yesterday and said, you want to do your show from Oshkosh.
How about if we could fly with the Blue Angels?
Now, that would be cool.
How cool would that be?
That would be awesome. But if people are listening and if you're going to be at the EAA or if you know someone who's got an experimental aircraft or... We would like them on our show because we're kind of a guest-driven show. So, but that's the last week of July. And I think we're looking at... I've been down there a bunch of times. I saw the Blue Angels, which was awesome. Did you see the Harrier when it was there?
I wasn't there, but I saw it on the news.
Okay.
Yeah, those are pretty cool, aren't they?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, those are unbelievable. You know what I did last year, though, is one of the coolest things that I've ever done in my entire life. And I know I posted some of the video on my Facebook last summer, but I got to do a thing out of the refueling station in Milwaukee, National Guard refueling station, yeah, and flew up, I think it was a C-130, to the Duluth area, made a big U-turn basically over Lake Superior, and one of the tankers from Duluth, the airport up there, came in. So you got that jet flying right next to you at, like, you know, 1,000 miles an hour or whatever, and you can see the pilot like 15 feet away.
Don't doubt.
And you realize how fast you're going and the coordination it takes to put all this together. It was incredible experience.
I've had that experience. We were on being refueled, and you look up and aren't you just worried about turbulence?
Everything.
God. And that's not like a bump. It's game over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can't we put enough gas in this thing so we don't have to refuel? But I think they're kind of showing off a little bit.
Right.
This is how we refuel.
But it was so cool.
I was glad when we got filled up. Landing was okay. I was just glad when that plane left my sight because I don't really like looking out the window and seeing what the pilot's eating. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're close.
There have been some accidents over the years with that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We got to figure a better way. But anyway, that...
But it was cool. Tell you what, though. Those guys that were the pilots of the plane I was on, they were also... They've done some flyovers at Lambeau. And they said it's really cool. They're out of the bay, and then they just get the word, okay, here we go. Yeah. And in like 4 seconds, they go from the bay to right over Lambeau Field.
I tell you what. I mean, we're going to... The EAA is going to be great, and I can't wait to go down there. And I sure hope we broadcast from there the whole week. I gotta talk to you more about that because they did.
I tried building an experimental thing one time when I was a kid. Popular Mechanics magazine. Remember Popular Mechanics magazine?
That I remember.
And they showed how to build a one person helicopter out of a lawnmower engine.
I just wore that little hat. What did you do, Johnny?
I tried building.
Did you build it?
No.
Okay.
I started it.
Yeah.
I ran out of parts.
And probably
two things I had dreams of building that and a jetpack.
I want to say one thing on those guys who fly over Lambeau Field. If this works out for us and you get your cruise ship and maybe we should look at buying an NFL team. I would never ever build a dome stadium because of the flyover. I think that is the most moving experience when you're there. The game's always great, but that, and I've taken guests when I was mayor, I would have a lot of guests come in, different mayors, and that was always a highlight. I just love that. So anyway, the EAA is coming up. That's at the end of July. Jeff Merck's talked a lot about the things going on here in Green Bay, and, you know, just put it on your calendars or Google that downtown Green Bay. And take a look at what's going on in the City Deck, everything from comedy, different variety of music, and Art Fest, of course, coming on in July.
And we're going to go check out that ship out there right now.
We are. That's what we're going to do. And then that kids thing on Sunday, I mean, that seemed pretty cool that's going on that Jeff talked about as well. So look that all up. Try and come over and see that downtown. And, you have suggestions for us. Send it in. Tomorrow, we're excited. We've got a lot of guests coming up, but... you know who we reached out to was a friend of yours, Johnny, that new basketball coach.
Yes,
right?
Sonny. It's going to be on here tomorrow on the phone.
Okay.
That'll be a lot of fun. Okay, get this. I just got an email. American Queen Voyages ending their Great Lakes cruises. Okay. But it says they are for sale. They are for sale.
All right. A couple more sponsors. We'll be in business. All right.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow we got the coach and we got the... news director from the Press Times. So come and join us tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today. Go out and make it a great day.
Mino and the Mayor. See ya.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO.
608-949-8989.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.